This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
Kishani scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Blagans.
And welcome into another edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you on a Saturday morning, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey as always. And, well, plenty to talk about coming off last night's double overtime thriller. Game two of the Stanley Cup Final was one for the ages, and Brad Marchand played the role of hero. The Panthers won 5-4 to even up this best-of-seven Stanley Cup Final. Again, the series tied a game apiece, heading back to Sunrise for Game 3 on Monday night. Doug Plagans here with you this morning. Thanks for being along. Lots to get to as we recap last night and look ahead to Game 3, which will be Monday night. Game 4, which will be Thursday evening. Marcos Gonzalez on the other side of the glass. Not much sleep. Still out here in Edmonton after last night's win. Traveling back a little bit later on here today. And, well, time to relive everything that took place a night ago. So a busy show coming your way here on Panthers Insider. As we cruise along again, lots of reaction to last night's victory. We'll hear from Paul Maurice. We'll hear from Brad Marchand. We'll hear from Nate Schmidt coming up in just a few moments. My broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, will be stopping by in segment number two to look back and look ahead. And later on in the hour, a conversation I had earlier this week before game one with NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman. So we'll look back to that from a few days back. Lots to get to here on this edition of Panthers Insider. Some housekeeping notes first. The Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers, it'll be game three Monday night. And the puck will drop at 8 o'clock Eastern. 8 o'clock Eastern starts for the entire Stanley Cup Final and 7:30 editions of Panthers Preview on the radio network for the entirety of the Stanley Cup Final. So Monday night, Game 3, Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. We're on the air at 7:30 and we'll be dropping the puck shortly after 8 o'clock. The Panthers will try and take a lead in the Stanley Cup Final. They were down 1-0 after the Game 1 loss in overtime back on Wednesday. Leon Draisaitl scored in overtime to start the series, and Edmonton had a chance to take both games on home ice, but the Panthers had other idea. So again, we'll dive right into the highlights here in just a moment. Game four of the series is going to be on Thursday evening. That's going to be an 8 o'clock face-off Eastern time, 7:30 Panthers preview on the radio network. And if you want to tune in each night during the Cup Final, 560 WQAM in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, Real Radio 92.1 in the Palm Beaches, Real Radio 101.7 on the Treasure Coast, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys, the Panthers app, hit that radio button in the top right corner. You'll always get us there. And SiriusXM 220 in your car, 931 on your SiriusXM app and streaming platforms. Lots of different places you can tune in. The NHL app also an option. So make sure you're tuned in one way or another when we get to game three and then game four of the series. And, well, we do know there will be a game five in the Stanley Cup Final because the two teams split the games here in Edmonton. Game five back here in Edmonton will be 1 week from tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern, a Saturday night game. So that's what's coming up. Let's take a look back with the highlights from last night. Let's dive right in. The long version. You'll be able to experience the twists and turns and the ups and downs of last night's game. Here are the highlights. All the goals, both teams, as they were scored, as they aired on the Panthers Radio Network presented by Baptist Health.
Panthers break it out. Reinhardt, a pass cross ice, finds Tkachuk over the offensive line to Bennett. He looks for a trailer, has Rodriguez right circle a shot. It's blocked by Jake Walman. Sam Bennett out to the right point. Handled there by Verhaeghe. Long wrist shot, hit a body in front. A chance, Nate Schmidt across right circle, and they score! And it's a power play goal for Sam Bennett. 2 minutes, 7 seconds into the game. The Panthers strike first tonight. It's 1-0 here in game two.
Now it's center ice. It's Arvidsson Kane, left side, works in shot! And he scores. Evander Kane cutting up that left side off the iron and in by a matter of inches. And this game is tied at one with 12:21 to go in the first.
Bouchard, backhand feed.
Dishes to McDavid, has space up the right side. Four on four, lots of room. Drop pass, Bouchard. High slot, wrist shot, blocked by Barkov. Bouchard again, shot, he scores. Evan Bouchard makes it 2-1 Edmonton with 10:41 left in the first. It came on a 4-on-4. Barkov blocked the first shot, but it bounced right back to Bouchard, and he picked it up and wasted no time. Snap one, stick side, pass Bobrovsky in Edmonton now. After they trailed by a goal early, they lead by a goal less than halfway through the first. Brad Marchand tied up again. Side with the puck around for Klingberg. Backhand near side. Kapanen didn't clear it by Nate Schmidt here at the near point. Schmidt scales the blue line. Looks off to Luos Durina. Pass up from Schmidt. He scored! It's Seth Jones there to tie the game. What a nifty setup there. And Seth Jones ties this game at 2. Dreisaitl drop pass. McDavid right circle. Cuts in front. Can't pull the trigger. Bounces out to Dreisaitl at the right point. Pass across. In stride. McDavid shakes into the far circle. What a move in front. They score. Oh my goodness, Leon Draisaitl finished it off, a one-timer out of the right circle, but Connor McDavid, an all-world play, and there's no other way to size that one up, Billy.
Around on a carom, near side for Hagee. He'll send one to the slot, a shot, Kachuk, and that one blocked on the way. Now it's play up top, Kulikov, Jones right side into the circle for Hagee. Back up top, Dmitry Kulikov, along Richter, and he scores! Through traffic from out of the blue line, Dmitry Kulikov let it rip, and this game is tied at 3 with 11:37 to play here in the second.
Here's Dreisaitl cruising in. Perry, Dreisaitl out to the right point. Nugent Hopkins can't find it. Lundell, short-handed breakaway. Marchand in. Marchand down low. He scores! A short-handed goal for Brad Marchand on a breakaway. He beats Skinner down low, and the Panthers are up 4-3. Out to the near point. It's one-handed along to the corner by Wallman. Picked up by Perry. Then here on the airboards, McDavid. Perry out to the line. Wallman, long shot. Loose off the bounce. It's better and they score. And it's Corey Perry tying the game with 17.8 seconds to go in regulation time. This game is tied at 4.
Then it's Dreisaitl behind the net. Dreisaitl out to Ekholm. A drive. It's wide. Out to the near point. Out blowing the zone is Marchand. Pass ahead. With no Marchand. A breakaway. Hits it. Marchand. Can he tie the series? And he scores! Brad Marchand in overtime. And the Panthers win game 2. 5-4. The series is tied at a game apiece.
Well, that sums it up right there. The series knotted up at 1, a 5-4 double overtime win for Brad Marchand and the Panthers last night. Marchand scored the last two for the Panthers in the win, including that dramatic overtime goal, double overtime goal. And the series all knotted up now, and the Panthers take the home ice advantage away from the Edmonton Oilers. So again, all the highlights there, the ups and the downs and the twists and the turns of that game from a night ago, that game 2. Let's get into hearing some reaction from it. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice speaking to the media postgame first on what has allowed Brad Marchand to fit in so well with his new Panthers teammates.
Brad's an honest man, and that's why he fits in our room. He loves the game. He loves the people around him. He's very open, very gregarious, so it just fits right in. Completely accepted. An incredibly positive human being. He's up and down our bench all the time, just pumping tires, staying the fight. But he is going to be at, well, you'll have to ask Sam Bennett, but he is going to be the same way at breakfast tomorrow morning, right? He's just going to be jacked, high-fiving everybody at the tables.
So Paul Maurice there speaking last night after the game. No shortage of energy from Brad Marchand, who scored that double overtime winner a night ago. Here's Paul Maurice when he was asked how the Panthers were able to bounce back from allowing that tying goal 17.8 seconds left when Corey Perry made it 4-4 and forced the game into overtime. Here's what Paul Maurice had to say.
That's the tough challenge because I'd liked our game. I thought we were better in the areas that we weren't great in game one. I thought we were fine. I'm completely accepting of the fact that both of these games went into overtime. I don't think it's a failure to do that, but when you give one up that late, right, and you're kind of didn't love our overtime. We'll focus on that, and then even the goal. I liked our second overtime period. I thought we were right there. They had some chances. We had chances. A really good team we're playing, and we're a really good team. But I didn't love that. So that will be our place of growth here in the next couple of days, what happened after. But we did hold. you know, we were able to hold. Sam Reinhart's got a breakaway. Most times I've seen that, the game's over, but it doesn't happen. So you start to kind of, you're grinding it, but it never went to despair. It stayed at stay in the fight.
So Paul Maurice, some post-game thoughts from him. Here's Nate Schmidt, Panthers defenseman on Brad Marchand, scoring that game-winning goal.
Yeah, you know what? He just finds a way. He did a great job throughout the game finding open ice around their net, and I think he just, I don't know, to shove a pitchfork or however he gets it in there, we'll take it. You know, I just don't think it gets too big for him, you know, right? He was one of our most vocal guys, you know, throughout the third and the first and second, you know, overtime intermissions. And it doesn't seem like he ever gets, you know, too riled about it, which is something you need. He's a veteran presence guy that's got a ring. So we're really lucky to have him.
Nate Schmidt talking about Brad Marchand there. Brad Marchand was the overtime hero, and we'll hear from him coming up here shortly. But one more bite from Panthers defenseman Nate Schmidt, and he talks here, plain and simple, what did it take to win a game like that, a thriller, and a double overtime game last night?
Great goaltending to start. Bob was really great in the back half of the game. That's always a big one, and I think it calms the rest of our team down. And, you know, I just think that, you know that you're going to have it in here, right? Like, our guys didn't feel like the moment's too big, right, because this team's been here. And I think that's is an invaluable asset to have for a team that's had success before. And, you know, when you get into the overtime periods, you know that somebody can be a hero, and tonight was Murphy.
Couple of assists last night for Nate Schmidt as well. He's off to a nice start statistically in the series, but has played really well and getting rewarded with a few points. So a couple of assists for him last night. Here is the man of the hour last night, Brad Marchand, on the victory and then some thoughts on the OT goal.
Yeah, they're very intense games. The energy in this building is pretty incredible. You can see the way they feed off of it. And I mean, just the intensity of the games is, it's exciting to be part of. So it's a good one to win. You know, I like the way that we played tonight. Yeah, I think the timing was thrown off a little bit, maybe for the goalie, because Bouchard, gave me a whack. You know, and I didn't see a replay yet, so I don't really know what happened, but, you know, fortunate it went in.
Yeah, regardless of how it all unfolded, Brad Marchand was able to cash in on that breakaway in double overtime to tie the series and, again, send things back to Sunrise 1-1. The Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers in the 2025 Stanley Cup Final. A Cup Final rematch, third straight trip to the Cup Final for the Panthers, who are trying to make it back to back. Three more wins. That's what they need. And again, the series lines up like this now. Back to Sunrise we go, and it's going to be Monday night, Game 3, 8 Eastern, 7:30 Panthers preview on the radio network. And then Thursday, Game 4, 8 Eastern, 7:30 pregame on the radio. And same time as it shifts back to Edmonton for Game 5 a week from tonight. Again, a week from tonight will be Game 5. And because both teams got a win out here in Alberta, it is guaranteed that we will have a Game 5 on the schedule. So that's how the schedule lines up moving forward. The Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers head-to-head in this Cup Final, and it's been a Stanley Cup Final for the ages through two games. Couple of overtime finishes. Edmonton took Game 1 by a 4-3 final. Almost near the end of that first overtime. It was in the final half a minute of the first overtime period back on Wednesday that Leon Draisaitl secured the win for Edmonton in Game 1. Brad Marchand in double overtime got the win for the Panthers in Game 2. Folks, you can catch every Panthers playoff game at the Baptist Health Iceplex in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Watch and skate. Enjoy food and drinks of the Federal. Shop at Pantherland, powered by FLA Team Shop. Go to BaptistHealthIceplex.com to sign up to skate today. And a reminder, the only way to score season tickets for next season is by joining the Panthers Territory Membership Waitlist. It's your chance to lock in the ultimate membership experience. The sooner you join, the higher spot in line for early access. Don't miss out. Secure your priority spot in line for season and tickets now.
Welcome back, Panthers Insider Show. The Panthers and the Oilers in the Stanley Cup Final, and the series is tied at one game apiece. Last night, Brad Marchand, the double overtime heroics a 5-4 Panthers win a night ago. Doug Plagans here with you talking all things Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning, as always, and kind enough to stop by here on the Panthers Radio Network, my broadcast partner, Billy Lindsay. And, well, Billy, through two games of the Stanley Cup Final, I guess looking at it big picture first, we talked about it right after the game last night concluded, but through two games in this Stanley Cup Final, if you're a hockey fan watching with no interest either way, you're getting full entertainment value. If you're watching this game with an interest in one of the teams, maybe there have been some moments where your heart rate is raised a little bit, but at the end of it all, what you are getting is some great hockey between the two most deserving teams to be on this stage. No question about it. The Panthers and the Oilers were the best teams in the Eastern and Western Conferences, respectively. And, through two games, we've had a little bit of everything.
We have. We've seen the superstars do their thing. Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl. We've seen the Panthers at times dominate with the forecheck. We've gone to overtime in both the games. We've tested the limits physically and mentally of what you're trying to do as a hockey player. And this is what it's all about. And you get into these situations as a player, you dream of it, you love it, and you're able to get that split. And it was a hard-fought game. Give credit to the Oilers, play hard, and so do the Panthers. No one gives an inch, and you have to work for every inch of ice, every kind of break. And the Panthers, the momentum swings that we've seen, the leads evaporate on both sides, down, up, head, down. It's really, really intriguing. And when you watch it and try and broadcast it, it can get, because we don't have control up here. When I played, it feels a lot different. You have control of maybe what can happen and the outcome. You're up here broadcasting for your team and for your fans, and you just watch. I just credit to the heart and tenacity on both sides that we've seen, because it's there, and the determination and the will. And skill only gets you so far. Will has to take you the rest of the way. And both these teams have plenty of skill. They got a lot of fire up power, and they got the will. And it comes down to a save here. I thought Bobrovsky, even though he gave up four goals, was brilliant in the game. Made some key saves at the key times. And the ability to bounce back after you lose a game in overtime and you give up a goal with 17 seconds left on a 6-on-5, to go back in the dressing room, regroup, and understand we got to come out and still win this game. The Panthers are on top of it. And that being there, done that, has helped. I fully understand just being there, done that has helped a lot.
Panthers and the Oilers tied at a game apiece after last night's 5-4 double overtime win, the Panthers over Edmonton, and we'll get to more on that coming up in just a moment. Should mention Game 3, the series will shift to Sunrise, Amerant Bank Arena, for Monday night. That's going to be an 8 o'clock Eastern Time start, 7:30. We're on the air with Panthers Preview, 560 WQAM in Miami-Dade and Broward County's Real Radio 92.1 in the Palm Beaches, Real Radio 101.7 on the Treasure Coast, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys. I know Billy loves listening to Thunder Country down in the Keys when he heads down there. The Panthers app, hit that radio button top right corner. You can always get us for free there. Sirius XM, 220 in the car, 931 on the app and streaming platform. So many different places to listen. And this time of the year especially, consume Panthers hockey any way you can. Consume it in mass quantities. It's good for you, especially this time of the year. And I tell you what's been good for the Panthers, Billy. Brad Marchand. Starting right there, looking at the Game 2 double overtime win, Brad Marchand had a shorthanded goal that gave the Panthers a 4-3 lead that stood for a long time. Second period shorthanded goal, that came on a breakaway. Then he had the double overtime winner, that came on a breakaway. Anton Lundell set up both of them, so clearly some chemistry between Brad Marchand and the two Finns that he's been playing with mostly. But Brad Marchand knows how to come up big in big games, knows how to play the game within the game, knows when to make a rush up the ice, and we saw it in both the goals that he scored last night.
So you look at the overtime chances that the Panthers have. The best one in the first overtime was Brad Marchand on the doorstep. Gets denied by a post on two opportunities. Rebound shot, hits the post. You look at the second overtime, he comes around the net, tries to stuff it home, gets a good look. He's all over it and looking for those chances. And just that one beat, that one error. Evan Bouchard, one step up, going towards Lundell instead of going backwards. And Marchand our chance taken off immediately, much like the shorthanded goal. He recognizes, okay, Lundell's going to get the puck. I'm going to take a chance and leave. If that doesn't leave the zone and he gets caught out there, it's not going to end well for the Panthers or Brad Marchand. But he's done it his whole career. 36 goals in the regular season, now 3 in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And this shorthanded goal last night was exactly 14 years to the date the last time he scored his first shorthanded goal in the Stanley Cup Finals back in 2011. So symmetry there. He's got ice running through his veins. He's clutch, and he's licking his chops every time he gets out there. And you have to respect the way that he plays. And the pickup by Bill Zito to have him here, both teams are better than last year, Doug, with what they filled into their roster. And you can see it on the ice. And this is why this series has already gone up a notch compared to what we've seen last year.
And Brad Marchand, of course, getting that game winner last night in double overtime. And Billy, got to ask you too, because Brad Marchand, especially, he was in the Atlantic Division all those years. We saw him play so many games with the Boston Bruins, and you knew that he was a guy that had a potential future Hall of Fame resume. But since he's come to the Panthers, and you've had a chance to watch him play every single day, again, he's played in excess of 1,000 games in the regular season, well over 100 games in the Stanley Cup playoffs in his career. Are there any areas of his game where you feel like you've even gotten more of an appreciation seeing him play every single day? And I know he's the classic, you love him when he's on your team kind of guy, but in watching him play every single day, are there some areas where maybe you've noticed he's even better than you thought?
Yeah, so you get to see him throughout partial and in the playoffs, and you get to watch him. But when you get to watch him consistently, I'm kind of amazed at his hands and the stuff he does offensively down deep in the corners and squirming out of holes and setting up plays, patience with the puck. He's much better talented offensively. I know he's close to 1,000 points, but I understood his rise from a third, fourth line guy into a guy that could be a first line power play guy and also a first guy over the boards on the penalty kill, which is stunning. So he still has that kind of fourth line mentality that it's always go, and it has that bark and bite into his game. A little push, we saw a shove into McDavid's chest. But to watch, it goes. It's always going, like the motor. And you can see the effect that he's had on Lundell and Lou Sorinen. Like, when we get the puck, let's make some plays here. Let's not be afraid. Even though he's one of the best defensive forwards in the game, one of the all-time great penalty killers, calculated risks, when to take them, and understand, okay, I got a chance here to take a breakaway and maybe be on the defense. Okay, I can go. So he's got the defensive acumen built in, but he also has this really, I would say, hockey IQ, smartness about it. So you add all those things up, power play guy, penalty kill guy, this really smart hockey IQ to think the game through, and the speed and the plays and the hands, it's something to watch up close. You understand, I believe he's a Hall of Famer at the end of his career.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Billy Lindsay, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, kind enough to stop by here on Panthers Insider, talking Panthers hockey here on a Saturday morning. Well, Billy, Brad Marchand was all over the place on the score sheet last night, had a couple of big goals. Gus Forsling last night had a great game, and you may not see it all on the box score, but he was hugely instrumental last night, made some big plays against Connor McDavid specifically, and he has the skating ability to at times keep up with Connor McDavid when he needs to. But watching his game defensively last night, were you impressed by how much he was just in control when he was out?
Yeah, because I thought he struggled in game one by his standards, which is unusual, but to see him bounce back tonight, and he last night bailed out teammates time and time again, which there was 2-on-1s. Ekblad got beat. All of a sudden, Forsling's back to make a defensive play, sliding across. So to go back and you watch the game last night and you watch some of the replays that we're going to get to see all morning long, and he's going to be involved in a ton of them. You're out to water. You're on an island as a defenseman sometimes on the 2-on-1s or 3-on-1s coming to back you and diffusing. One time, the one play last night that really stood out was McDavid going 1,000 miles an hour down the wing. Full throttle. Normally, any normal defenseman, he's gone and around and cutting hard to the net, and the goaltender's going to have to make a save. Well, he's coming at Forsling with all his might, and that's got to put some fear into you. I don't care who it is, but Forsling was skating backwards and recognized that Connor McDavid's going to the outside, and he immediately turned, said, no more backwards skating. We got to put on the jets, and we got to go to that far post forward as hard as we can. And he's the one defenseman on the Panthers that has the ability to do that. And he was able to cut him off at the far post and just a sharp angle shot that led to pretty much nothing. And thank goodness that was against Forsling. And those are the type of plays that he did consistently on the back end. And that was, of the playoffs so far, that was a standout game, the best game that we've seen from Forsling in these playoffs.
And Billy, in mentioning one of the Panthers defensemen there, Gus Forsling, I know you were really complimentary during last night's game about another couple of guys who maybe don't get the headlines, but Nate Schmidt, he has picked up some points here in this Stanley Cup final, and Dmitry Kulikov scored last night. Those two guys rewarded with some points, but overall just played a really sound game, and especially in a game that goes into double OT, mm-hmm. to be able to get solid output from all of your six defensemen and just be able to roll everybody over the boards. I mean, not only great that they played well and had a nice night, but when you can have all your defense pairs into a rhythm right like that, especially going that deep into a hockey game, just how valuable can that be?
Yeah, that's huge on the back end. And the way that Nate Schmidt's playing on the first three goals that he assisted on in this series were all primary assists, and they were dandies and good offensively. And Kulikov hits everything, but you have trust. And watching Nate Schmidt play down deep in the corners, not the biggest guy, but he had two guys draped all over him, and patience, hangs onto the puck. And last evening, the breakout plays were on the tape. He had really just showed patience and poise under duress with the puck. And you never know what you're going to get, but he's a player that's been in the league a long, long time. And I just... we saw the offensive plays, we saw the goals in the first series against Tampa, but where are we without a player like Nate Schmidt and these new guys in the locker room? We talked about there's a lot of talk about the players that have been here and done that, but also a lot of the new blood coming in and kind of rejuvenating this team because these players haven't won it and kind of pushing the excitement for them. So they are pushing the rest of the team, and Nate Schmidt has been just about as good as you could ask for a player of his stature and what you want. But the poise last night and the plays that he's made just shows he's brimming with all kinds of confidence.
My broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, here with us, and I guess we're singing praise all across the board, but Seth Jones comes in, and, you know, he wanted to come here and play in big games, and it had been a while, mm-hmm. playing in Chicago, and they went into that rebuild, and he was there when they went into the rebuild, and it had been a while since he'd played big games and playoff-type games, and now here he is in the Stanley Cup Final, and you could tell just looking at Seth Jones, this is a rejuvenated Seth Jones getting into a new environment, playing big games. And he's shining, scored a huge goal last night.
Yeah, up in the play, realized he'd come from way up in center ice, and Kapanen in the winger got caught, and he just blew by him, went down to the back door, was able to get a goal. And that was one of the prettiest passing plays that you will see. Four Panthers touched the puck, and it was just boom off the stick and got it through the seam right on the stick of Seth Jones. And to come in here and to be in the situation he was in Chicago, it just has to get your excitement back, the love of the game. You can, even though you're a professional, you can be in positions where that love of the game and kind of gets sucked out of you, the life, losing. It's hard consistently to kind of go through. And he was at that point in Chicago where it was just almost too much, and he basically came out and said the statement that we're the same team that we were at the start of the year. And that's where it triggered the trade, and Bill Zito knew him from his time in Columbus, but it's still got to go through a lot of hoops, the analytics and everything. And they put a lot in evaluating these players, making sure that, yes, once we bring them here, that they're going to be a good fit with this hockey club. And between the Condor, Mikla, 6'6", and Jones at 6'4", they cover a lot of ground. But you can also see the offensive instincts that Seth Jones has always had.
Doug Plagans alongside Billy Lindsay here. A couple of more minutes with you on Panthers Insider, just recapping what we've seen through two games of the Stanley Cup Final so far. And turning the page to Monday night, Amerant Bank Arena, back at it, the Panthers at home. And the Panthers took the home ice advantage away from the Oilers with that Game 2 win. So 8 o'clock Monday night, we're on the air with Panthers preview at 7:30. Then Game 4 is going to be Thursday night. 8 o'clock puck drop, 7:30 Panthers preview. Billy, now as this series shifts to Sunrise, do you expect any kind of a different dynamic? I know it, that's one thing that can change when you go from one building to the next, is all of a sudden that ability to make the last change, for example, goes from one team to the other. Do you expect anything to look different as far as the way the game is played when we get back to South Florida?
Well, it becomes easier on the coach, on the home coach. Because you now get to dictate everything. When you're on the road, that Chris Knobloch here gets to dictate everything, and you have to react to it. And there's nothing you can do about it. The last line change, and you do your best as your coach to try and get the matchups you want. But fortunately, this team is deep enough with that Marchand line, Lundell, Luostarinen, and they get caught out there. They're okay. Same thing with Bennett and Tkachuk and all the boys. So it doesn't have to chase matchups too hard, but it's going to feel a lot more comfortable for Paul Maurice knowing, okay, I can get my top two players out there in that situation, or my line matchup that I want, or create mismatches in sort of different scenarios. That will help you out at home. That being said, the next game is going to be huge in a lot of ways because you're now going to play one game in 5 days.
Yep.
You got 2 days rest and then the one game and then 2 days more of rest. So to come out of that and to sit, if you're down or ahead, that's a lot of time to sit and think.
I was going to ask you, as somebody who played the game at the highest level, when you have a longer time to sit and maybe stew over something if it doesn't go your way, can that be difficult to deal with?
Yeah, it's hard because when you lose a game, you prefer just one day, let's get back after, let's get going. So it's an important game back in Sunrise, and we'll have our fans. It's been loud, and I expect the same. And it's kind of interesting. It doesn't, no discrepancy. It's been a little bit more nervous here in Edmonton than we saw last year. Maybe the fact that they were down 3-0 or whatever, they had nothing to lose, so they screamed their heads off. But now this series, the expectation of the Stanley Cup, it's been a little bit quieter in here, but that's okay, and you'll go back to Sunrise, and hopefully you get off that good start, and the home crowd will help. It will help bring that momentum to your team. But to your point, yeah, you got one game in 5 days to focus on. So both teams are going to put everything into this to try and get that lead. And it is hard if you do lose that game. If you win, you're excited for a couple of days. If you lose, you have to sit and stew on it. And as you said, just you have to watch and listen. It's impossible. Radio, whatever, Twitter, it's everywhere for a couple of days. You're like, enough. So get on. Hopefully the Panthers can win game number three.
So that's what is coming up. Monday night, 8 o'clock, game three. We're on the air with Panthers preview at 7:30 p.m. coming up on Monday evening. My broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, kind enough to stop by. Billy, it looks like that's going to be it for us in Edmonton. We'll let you go pack your bag now, and then we'll head back to South Florida. We'll see you Monday night.
Yeah, well, the journey, it's not the shortest one, but happy to have it.
It is a lengthy journey, but we'll be excited to get back to South Florida coming up in later on today. We'll be back in South Florida, as a matter of fact, and looking forward to seeing everybody at Amerant Bank Arena coming up on Monday night. We've got more of the Panthers Insider Show coming up on the other side of the break. We'll revisit a conversation I had with NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman back before Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final. That's coming up in just a couple of moments here on Panthers Insider. And again, the Panthers and the Oilers, Game 3 of this series, Monday night, 8 o'clock. We're on the air with Panthers Preview at 7:30, 560 WQAM in Miami-Dade and Broward Counties. Real Radio 92, one of the Palm Beaches. Real Radio 101.7 on the Treasure Coast, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Keys. The Panthers app, hit that radio button, top right corner. SiriusXM app and streaming platforms, 931 in the car, channel 220 for you. So many ways to listen, and we hope that you choose at least one of them or try them all at the same time. See how that works for you. You can try any way that you want to listen, and we will certainly be happy to have you on board. A chat with Gary Bettman, the NHL commissioner, on the other side of the break from earlier in the week. Doug Plagan's with you. Thanks again to Billy Lindsay for stopping by. More of the Panthers Insider Show next on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health. Back here on Panthers Insider, Doug Plagan's with you. Marcos Gonzalez on the other side of the glass. Big thanks to my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, for stopping by. Last segment, great to get his thoughts on last night's game, the series so far, on what lies ahead. And speaking of that, Monday night, 8 o'clock Eastern,
7:30 Panthers preview on the radio network. We'd love to see you out at Amerant Bank Arena. And then game four will be on Thursday night at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. Again, 8 o'clock start for that one. Game five a week from tonight back in Edmonton. That will be an 8 o'clock Eastern time start as well. Earlier this week, before game one, as a matter of fact, I had the opportunity to catch up with NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman. Third year in a row, talking to Gary Bettman on the day of Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final. And, well, a great conversation. Wanted to share it with all of you here on Panthers Insider. Let's revisit this one from earlier this week. Again, big thanks to NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman for his time. Let's get right into the conversation.
Commissioner, first matchup here, a rematch in the Cup Final. Not something you see every day from your vantage point. How special is it to see these two great hockey teams that appear to have been on a collision course to meet again right here, getting it going tonight?
You know, with all the talk about playoff formats and the intensity of the regular season and how wild and crazy the first round can be, I think the two best teams in the league made it to the final, and having a rematch. Last time we had one was Detroit and Pittsburgh in 08-09. This should be a very special series.
I want to talk to you, too, about the growth of hockey in South Florida, an area that I know you hold near and dear to your heart. But to see the continued growth of the Panthers in South Florida, to see the continued commitment and investment from the Viola family and ownership, how exciting has it been for you to see where this has gone?
It's really great to see what Vinny and Teresa Viola and their family has put into the market, whether it's investing in the team or the arena or what they did at the War Memorial in Fort Lauderdale or the way that they give to organizations that make a difference in people's lives. They have been all in. Vinny is focused on organizational excellence, and it's clear from top to bottom why this team is performing as well as it is, and the fan response has been sensational.
And on that, when you see the building sold out, when you see 19,000 crammed in there, Panthers fans crammed in there every single night, that has to just be exciting for
them. Well, it fulfills the vision that Wayne Huizenga had when he brought NHL hockey to South Florida. It's a great sports market, and it's a great hockey market, and hockey at all levels is thriving, and that's a testament to the emergence as a dominant sports power of the Florida Panthers.
And you mentioned the Panthers, the Oilers, with the star power on these two teams. You've seen different eras of the National Hockey League, but just how great is this current situation across the league for fans, the amount of talent that we have to watch across this league?
You know, our game thrives when the games are exciting and entertaining, and these two teams are really exhibits of what can be great about our game, the teamwork, the intensity, the passion for the game, and it just exudes from watching them play.
Now, looking at the appetite for international play that we've seen coming off the Four Nations, going into the Olympics, how exciting is this current time for the international stage, for that best-on-best competition?
Well, we've always believed that there's nothing better than hockey best-on-best internationally. Our players, roughly a third of which come from outside of North America, love to represent their countries. And the passion that they showed as we brought it back in Four Nations is only going to get bigger and stronger at the Olympics and in the World Cups. And that's going to help the growth of the game.
Do you see that often with the international competition, bringing whether it be new eyeballs stateside or new eyeballs around the world into the game?
Well, there's a lot going on in the world, and I think international passion is at the forefront, and our players play with a lot of pride, whether it's because they want to win the greatest trophy in sports or because they want to represent their countries and get a gold medal.
And taking it outside the scope of this, you mentioned new eyeballs on the sport. I know we had one chance to get out to Salt Lake City this season. It looked like it's been a home run there. To see a new market embrace the National Hockey League the way that Utah did, how much fun was that from your vantage point to see?
Well, it was great for two reasons. One, as you pointed out, a new market has thoroughly embraced NHL hockey, and Salt Lake City, state of Utah, has been phenomenal, and the Smiths have done amazing things in a short period of time. And And we're also grateful to them because it helped us solve a problem that we were having in Arizona, because the Coyotes didn't have a major league arena to play in, and we weren't going to have one for the foreseeable future. So to be able to solve a problem and create a really good situation somewhere else was a win-win for everybody.
Commissioner, thanks so much for your time.
Great to be with you. Enjoy the final.
That from back on Wednesday night, ahead of Game 1. I had a chance to catch up with the NHL's Commissioner Gary Bettman. Big thanks to him for his time. And that takes us up near the end of this edition of Panthers Insider. Big thanks to all of you for tuning in. A reminder, Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final, Monday night at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. The series will shift to South Florida with the Panthers and the Oilers tied a game apiece. Game 4 is going to be Thursday night at 8 o'clock Eastern, and then Game 5 back in Edmonton, 8 Eastern on Saturday. You can catch all the action across the Panthers Radio Network. Thanks to Marcos Gonzalez on the other side of the glass. Thanks to Bill Lindsay for stopping by. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. We will talk to you Monday night across the Panthers Radio Network, 560 WQAM in Miami-Dade and Broward Counties, Real Radio 92.1 in the Palm Beaches, Real Radio 101.7 on the Treasure Coast, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Keys, the Panthers app for free. Hit that radio button top right corner. We will talk to you then. This has been Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.